Hi there. The word for you today is take the stress out of serving God. Paul writes in Colossians 1 verse 29, listen to these words. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. You say, since serving successfully is a joint effort requiring cooperation with others who will often disagree with me, then what's God's alternative to people-pleasing? Paul answers, whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus. Hey, you represent the Lord. You are his servant, and he alone is qualified to judge your service. And it gets better. Paul says in Ephesians 2:10, you're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Look, regardless of people's opinions, God created you for a specific field of service. So come on, celebrate your calling and embrace your destiny. When you do that, it takes the stress out of serving God. You are called by God, and all of heaven's resources are available to you. Listen to it. God is working in you, Philippians 2:13, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. God is your source of wisdom and capability. So trust him, not yourself, to carry the concerns of your ministry or your career. I contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Yeah, there's some labor and struggle required, but you are never the sole proprietor. The energy is his, not yours, and it's working continually in you. Think about a hand and a glove. You are the glove and he's the hand that fills it, controls it, and activates it. So relax and just stay connected to him. And the Bible says, quote, he will equip you with all you need for doing his will. That's Hebrews 13:21. What a great promise. He'll equip you with all you need for doing his will and produce in you every good thing that is pleasing to him.